This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has accused Ukraine of attacking a Black Sea Navy base with sea drones, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The port of Novorossiysk is just across the water from Crimea, where Russia's Ministry of Defense says it thwarted another attack by Ukraine overnight, taking down over a dozen drones. The ministry added Russian ships patrolling the perimeter of the naval base had destroyed some of the drones. Footage published on Russian social media appeared to show a ship firing into the sea and a burning object exploding. Ukrainian agencies carried social media footage they suggested showed a Russian ship listing to one side after the attack. The Associated Press could not verify the videos, and Ukrainian officials have not commented on the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Niger's junta is revoking military cooperation agreements with France, a decision that could drastically reshape a fight against Islamist insurgents in the region after the ouster of President Mohamed Bazoum last week.
Face à l'attitude désinvolte.
A decision about the revocation of five military deals with France dating between 1977 and 2020 was read out on national television late on Thursday by a junta representative. Ethiopia's government on Friday declared a state of emergency following days of clashes in the Amhara region between the military and local militiamen. Fighting that broke out across Ethiopia's second-largest region earlier this week has quickly become a security crisis. Amhara's regional government on Thursday requested additional help from federal authorities to reimpose order. The statement by the prime minister announcing the state of emergency did not say if it applied to the whole country. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges related to the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6, 2021, by rioters attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
Trump, who is the current frontrunner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, is not under arrest and will undergo a trial in the upcoming months. Brookings Institution fellow Elaine Kamark.
We won't have a lot of these decisions till next year, possibly even after the election.
Trump also faces criminal charges in New York and Florida related to allegations of campaign fraud and mishandling of classified documents. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanon on Friday mourned those killed in the port blast that devastated Beirut 3 years ago as religious leaders and rights groups decried the lack of accountability among political leaders who stymied the official investigation. The explosion killed at least 220 people and wounded thousands more when hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate stored in a warehouse detonated on August 4, 2020. Sending a huge cloud over the city. Despite the devastation, no senior figures have been held to account, and an investigation has been obstructed by legal measures, prompting outrage in Lebanon and abroad. South Koreans are reeling after the second stabbing attack near Seoul in days. Police said a man on Thursday went on a stabbing spree after ramming his vehicle into pedestrians, injuring 14 in all. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Media reports describe the suspect as a man in his 20s with a delivery job and suffering from mental health issues. As South Koreans wait for answers, the two incidents have left the country on edge.
Whenever my children go abroad, I always tell them to be careful in a country with guns. But now, South Korea is scarier.
Police warned residents in South Korea to be on guard for such attacks and urged officials to be vigilant and look out for copycat crimes.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. A Romanian court Friday lifted a house arrest order on controversial influencer Andrew Tate and his brother as the men await trial on human trafficking charges. The British-American dual citizen Tate, a self-described misogynist with a large online presence, has also been indicted on charges of rape and forming a criminal group to sexually exploit women. Tate, his brother, and two accomplices have to report to police and are not allowed to leave the Wire Budapest region without prior approval. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA